Good morning. Today is Friday, April 10th, 2020. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'm here with Doug Osborne this morning. He's the Search Health Educator, and he's here to talk about a couple of events happening today that people are invited to related to Search's response to COVID-19. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Thanks, Catherine, for having me.
All right, so let's start with the Wuchin Luncheon. What is it, and how can people participate?
The Wuchin is the Hunget word for together. And the Wuchin Health Networking and Learning Lunch started a few years ago. And it's usually at Search, but we're doing it over the phone and Zoom so we can practice social distancing and keep ourselves and others safe. But basically, it is a gathering that happens once a month. It's usually the third Friday. We moved it up to April 10th because we need some timely information so that we can respond well to this pandemic and make sure that we are putting resources in the right way. So it's 12 to 1:30. You can email me at douglaso@search.org. I'll send you the call-in information. But it's a chance to hear what's going on, but also to share with us what you're seeing and what you see as the needs are short-term, medium-term, and where to put those resources, whether they're financial or human. So it's a networking meeting, it's a learning meeting, and it's a chance to connect with other Sitkins. And if you have an interest in this topic and something to share, please send me an email, and I'll send you the call-in information, and you can join us from 12 to 1 today, or 12 to 1:30 today.
And so how, you said you'll give people the number to call in. Is that going to be on Zoom? Do people need a specific kind of device in order to call in? Can they just call in over the phone?
Yeah, you can call in over the phone, or you can use Zoom. And if you email me at douglaso@search.org, that's douglaso@search, search.org. This morning, I'll send you the call-in information. But yeah, you can use a phone, you can use Zoom. And what we do is the purpose of that, and we've been gathering, like I said, for a few years, is to spark partnerships and to coordinate. I was at a conference a few years ago with another Sitkin, and somebody was describing their town as being resource-rich, but coordination poor. And we kind of looked at each other and said, we got some work to do because we have a lot of resources in town. And what we're trying to do is just bring them together in a way. And we've seen some great partnerships and great projects spark and seen people support each other. And, you know, people oftentimes will work in silos and do what's in front of them. But something really powerful and magical even can happen when people come together and combine and put their heads together. And that's what we're going to do tomorrow about this COVID-19 pandemic that's affecting everybody in town.
Well, yeah, like you said, there have been so many groups and so many different organizations who are stepping up to provide resources and support, but it is happening kind of all over the place, and it's hard to keep track of what people are doing and what services they're offering during this pandemic.
Yeah, and even though we're 6 feet apart and we're sheltering at home, we still got to be communicating and connected. And this is one way to do it. So when people join, they get a chance to share what they want. They can share programs and things coming up. It's their time. But everybody get a chance to share. But I also think everybody gets a chance to hear what's going on. So you may have come before. We've had, you know, well over 100 people who've attended at least one Wuchin. Or you may maybe never have. If you're just curious, give me a email or a call even at 738-87334, and I will tell you about it.
So if you can't go to the Wuchin Luncheon, there's another opportunity for people to connect the Daily Dose of Relaxation. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, this is a free program that Search has been doing the last week and a half, and the plan is to continue while we have the shelter in place orders out. And so you call in or Zoom in at 3 o'clock. It's a 15-minute relaxation break, and it's free, it's live, it's open to everybody. And again, just shoot me an email, douglaso@search.org. I'll send you the information. But there is something special about having it be live and have many people. And you just call in, put yourself on mute, and then you listen to this narration, and we've got some good feedback. So it's a neat thing that Search is doing, and it's available to everybody.
And can you tell me what is it like, a guided meditation, or what's the narration like? What can people expect from that 15-minute dose of relaxation?
Well, every day is a little different, and so it's a lot of different techniques. So you could have guided imagery, you could have progressive muscle relaxation, you could have something that's like called autogenics training. So there's different techniques, and every day is a little different. And the hope is that people experience different things, see what works for them. But the bigger point is just to have stress management as part of your plan for caring for yourself during the pandemic. Stress levels are higher, and if you build in this every day and have a stress management goal, that's something that can really help you to take care of yourself. I heard this statement, maybe you've heard it too, says, you take care of you for me, and I'll take care of me for you. And part of that means doing all the public health things of sheltering in place if you're going to be in public, 6 feet and having a mask, if you're going to store, your mindful and limit your trips, all those things that we need to do to flatten the curve. So doing all of that, taking care of yourself, helping with this big societal goal. But then on top of that, I'd encourage everybody to add, you know, to your list of things like hand washing and disinfecting, have a stress management goal. Because it's such an important thing to have at this time as we've gone through these big changes, big challenges. It's important to take time for yourself to breathe and relax. And so, yeah, if you have never joined, please come and, again, just shoot me an email, douglaso@search.org, and I will write back with the link. And you can join. It's 3 o'clock Monday through Saturday. So I take Sundays off, but you can count on having a little relaxation 3 to 3:15 from Monday through Saturday.
And is there anything else you'd like to add or any other resources you'd like to point people toward right now?
Well, there's a ton of resources. There's Mask Makers, there's Sitka Mutual Aid. There's a lot of people that are working this and taking it seriously. I guess my final thought is just a big global thanks. I've heard from a lot of people and felt this same way, just really proud of Sitka and our town and how we have responded, and people just making heads up plays. I mean, today there's going to be people all over this town sewing and making masks, and there's people that have put in sneeze guards at their registers, and there are people that are sheltering at home and staying informed but without being overwhelmed by the news and taking care of themselves but also helping to take care of others. So lots of creativity is what I've seen, lots of caring is what I've seen, and I just really want to thank everybody who's you know, taking it seriously and making the best of this really difficult situation. So thank you, Sitka, and thanks to everybody who's helping us to make it through this.
Well, and thank you, Doug, for pointing us toward these great resources and for taking the time to talk to me this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Catherine.
I've been speaking with Doug Osborne, a Search Health educator, about the Wuqin Luncheon and the Daily Dose of Relaxation. You can find more information about how to access those events. Those are today on our website at kcaw.org.
The Wastewater Division would like to remind the citizens of Sitka to not flush wipes down the toilet. This includes cleaning wipes, baby wipes, blue shop towels, paper towels, and things of the like. This also applies to wipes that are marketed as flushable. None of these products break down in water and can cause costly backups and damage to sewer infrastructure. Please do your part with no wipes in the pipes. Listening to KCAW Sitka, and in celebration of Poetry Month, we'd like to share today's poetry moment with you.
This poem is called Greenhouse Meditation. In our greenhouse under another gray sky, I am calm with your absence. Though I have wondered before where you are and why and what it means for us, the tomatoes shoot out suckers every third day, slump for watering every other, and daily require sashaying of cool, fresh air, or they grow mold in protest. My fingers must be sticky by the time I leave the quiet of their home, otherwise I have stayed too little, worked too simply. Though it is simple work to kneel for tomatoes, pinch out the suckers, feel the soil deeply for dampness, quench with tepid water moved from gutter buckets to the greenhouse to warm. scissor off the yellowed leaves, the dangling new heads that promise more fruit, the molded stunt of a stalk. I walk the bucket with the molded stalk to the compost. The sky maintains gray, you still stay away. And the way of things makes sense. The way tomatoes grow and what they need to grow and how parts of them become soil and how I move amongst them and with them and for them. And how it can all happen beneath a gray sky with even a gray heart if I just keep coming to the greenhouse, kneeling to the tomatoes, moving slowly with some small purpose, turn the compost, come back for more.
Brooke Schaefer has lived in Sitka, Alaska since 2001. She received her MFA in poetry in 2014. You can join us every Wednesday morning in April for KCAW's Poetry Moment.